It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hello there, and welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. On today's show, we have a very special guest, Dr. Shala Ra, a gastroenterologist who practices in Irvine, California, also Newport Beach. She's an expert in colorectal health and has been practicing for 15 years. Welcome, Dr. Ra.
Thank you. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you on the show. We're going to have a bit of discussion today about colorectal health. Now, that can be a bit uncomfortable at first to talk about, but it's so very, very important to your overall health, is it not?
It is very important, and it seems like that people are just too shy talking about colorectal issues.
Sure.
And I feel that women have no problem talking about or getting their PAPs done, but they have more, they're not easy talking about their colon cancer screening or colonoscopy or the rectal exam checks.
Well, we need to get over it. I remember when Katie Couric had a colonoscopy on the air on the Today Show. It got a lot of press, but it also got a lot of people to wake up and get in to see their doctors.
Exactly. I'm I was very pleased when Katie Couric did that, because we've been talking about the colon cancer screening for a long time, and nobody really wants to go for that because they're not having symptoms, and they do not have any bleeding or pain, and they feel that they don't have to go. So colon cancer is a silent disease.
And it's prevalent as well, correct?
It is. It is preventable, and if they would have their colonoscopy done, then it can be prevented. And so that's a very special cancer. It's the second leading killer among cancers after the lung cancer.
Wow.
And being a preventable cancer, it is very important that we increase the awareness of the colon cancer screening by getting their colonoscopies done.
Who should consider having a colonoscopy?
Anyone who is above the age of 50 in the normal population, but not that it doesn't happen in younger people. I have seen patients who are 20 and 30 and 40 who have colon cancer with no prior family history or medical issues. So people who do have a family history of colon polyps or colon cancer, they are at higher risk. So they need to have it done prior to the age of 50, but in general population with no family history, at the age of 50.
Okay.
But there are other diseases like colitis and Crohn's disease or family history where they need to have their colonoscopy done earlier because they are at high risk.
Also, so we're not just screening for cancer. It's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things. You're not just screening for cancer. You're screening for polyps, which are precancerous conditions. Then you're screening for other diseases which you find out at the time of the colonoscopy. It could be diverticulosis, it could be arteriovascular malformations, which are the fragile blood vessels, it could be colitis, it could be Crohn's disease, it could be ischemic colitis. So it is, and it's not just a cancer screening, it is for basically the good colorectal health as well.
Can you shed a little light on the disease of colitis for us?
Colitis is basically inflammation of the colon. And in ulcerative colitis is a condition where we have no cause for colitis. It is an autoimmune type of a disease, and it runs in the families, and patients would have either abdominal pain, discomfort, bleeding, and Crohn's disease is similar to colitis in the same family. And some patients would actually present with acute appendicitis, and later are discovered that it's actually Crohn's disease.
Interesting.
The other problem that we encounter in patients is when they do not come for their colonoscopy, and if they wait too long, the cancer can spread or be too large to remove or to get a complete cure.
Okay, so don't wait. Don't wait. If you're over 50, male or female, correct, go in and get a colonoscopy. How long does the colonoscopy take?
It takes about 20 minutes for the test, but being at the surgery center or the hospital to get it done, I tell my patients to have at least 2 hours available for this test.
Okay, and there's really no pain involved?
There is no pain. They're given pain medication. They're given a little medication to make them forget. It's called Versed, that is like amnesia, causes amnesia, so they forget about the procedure as well. So it's mm-hmm. very helpful.
Great.
They wake up and the procedure is done. The embarrassing part is preparation.
Yes.
They don't want to go through the preparation. But I have a really easy prep. It's pills rather than drinking a gallon of liquid.
Oh, fantastic.
So they can take those pills the day before they go to their work, their routine daily activities, you know, mm-hmm. Prior to the procedure. And it's just the day of the procedure when they have to take off from work and they need the driver to go home.
Okay. Well, that sounds much. It's amazing that you've gotten it down to a pill form.
Exactly. And my patients love it, you know. Not having to take that gallon of liquid,
exactly,
they love it.
Exactly, exactly. You specialize in women's conditions, correct?
I do. I feel that women need, a woman needs another woman to listen, understand what the problems are. And I feel that I connect really good with the females as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is very important when it comes to talking about the private issue and private parts, that they feel more comfortable talking to a woman as well.
Absolutely. You've recently run in a marathon.
I did. Last August, I did San Francisco half marathon for colon cancer prevention. Just to increase the awareness, I developed a team, and we had the slogan of Pound the Polyps, Cure the Cancer. And
What was that again? One more time, the slogan?
Pound the Polyps, Cure the Cancer.
That's great. I love it.
And we raised the money for American Cancer Society, and we donated that money for the colon cancer prevention to the American Cancer Society.
Excellent. Well, much of it is really just getting the word out and getting people in to get that colonoscopy, and that's where we prevent it.
Exactly. And I think we need to talk more about it, that people are more comfortable going and getting this procedure done.
Tell us a little bit about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome is actually a functional bowel disease. So there mm-hmm. isn't a disease process like colitis or inflammation or bleeding, but they have pain and discomfort, bloating, gaseousness, diarrhea, nausea, occasional vomiting. And a lot of people, they take a lot of time off of work because of these symptoms, and they mm-hmm. feel that they have something dreadful going on. A lot of it is stress-induced as well, but it is the neuro-gut axis that is affected by this condition. And a mm-hmm. lot of research has been going on. There is a new drug out for irritable bowel syndrome with the diarrhea, for the diarrhea part of the irritable bowel syndrome, and it's a great medication, and I'm a speaker for that. And I have been involved in taking care of the patients with IBS for a long time, and a lot is evolving in this condition. It's not a disease per se, but it's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
And 50% of my patient population has irritable bowel syndrome. So I have a special interest in taking care of those patients as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are medications. Some people think that, oh, it's only in your head and there is no therapy or no medication available. But there mm-hmm. is. There are there is medication available for that, and you can get help and cure or at least improvement in your condition.
Because it's hard to even make plans when you have IBS.
Exactly. In fact, I've had runners with me because I like to be outdoors and run and do outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't run. They wouldn't be able to run because as soon as they would start running, they would have to go and use the bathroom.
Oh.
And it is kind of debilitating disease for some of the people. I had patients who would not go and visit their family out of town or out of state because they cannot sit in the car for too long without looking for a bathroom or having a bathroom nearby.
Yeah, so it's very hampering.
It is. And I'm so happy to have this medication available that we can actually go ahead and treat these patients and they can go about their normal daily activities.
That is wonderful. Now, after you have a colonoscopy, say polyps are found, what is the next step?
The next step is finding what type of a polyp it is. So we send it over to pathology or the lab to get it tested. Different polyps have a different recurrence rate or the risk of turning into cancer. And depending on the size of the polyp and the number of the polyps, we advise the patients when do they need a second colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anywhere in 3 years to no colonoscopy for 10 years.
Okay. All right. I can't believe how fast this segment has gone. We have so much more to discuss. Thankfully, we're going to have you back very soon. Thank you so much for being on the program, Dr. Ra.
You're welcome. My pleasure is mine, too. Thank you.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Shala Ra about colorectal health. It's so important. Dr. Ra is a gastroenterologist practicing in Irvine, California, and also in Newport Beach. And for more information on Dr. Ra and her work, you can visit hoaghospital.org and also listen to a podcast of this show whenever you like, and certainly tell a friend. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. Please stay with us. There's much, much more to come.